glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience providing counseling from a Christian perspective. He specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I love you, Lord, with all my heart.
As people of the Spirit, one of the things we must learn to master is allowing what God has placed in our spirit to come into our mind. You think sometimes it's just you thinking, when actually some of them thoughts are coming from your spirit. It just seems so natural. It just seems like you or the devil, you know, trying to make you think it's just you, when it's coming out of your spirit. And God is giving you instruction. And you think, no, I'm not going to, or, you know. But as we become more and more sensitive to His spirit and His leading, and our minds are renewed by His word, it becomes, I won't say natural, it becomes so easy for Him to speak to you profound things that can change things very simply. Amen? So it's important to be able to connect those two and not be a doubting Thomas, not be bound by your reasoning all the time or fears or insecurities in your mind because of past experiences. But to be free to hear what the Spirit is. Sometimes something you failed in a long time ago that you said you will never do again, sometimes the Spirit of God is speaking to you. You say, child, I'll never do that again. Holy Spirit said, now's the time. All right, go with me to, let me see where we want to start. Go with me to the book of Psalms 110. Psalm 110. We are continuing with our message on the 10 dimensions of God's call, the 10 dimensions of man's call. Quickly, the first dimension is that we are created by God. The second dimension of God's call is that we are blessed by God. Number three, God has spoken and is speaking to us. There's a dimension where God talks to us. Think about it a moment. Isn't that amazing? God, the God of the universe, God of creation, in whom all life consists, talks to us. That's mind-boggling. Number four, the fourth dimension of God's call and man's call is we are commanded to be fruitful. Number five, we are approved to multiply. Number six, which we looked at last time, the sixth dimension of God's call is to fill the earth. And today we will look at number seven. The seventh dimension of God's call or man's call is to subdue and rule. Now, if you've been following along in this series, you understand the first domain in which we are to take dominion is the domain within. A person that has no rule over their own spirit is like a broken wall. It's like a wall that's been broken down. It's like a city back then in ancient times. Cities had walls for protection. But a city whose wall was broken down, any enemy could come in and out as it pleased. Even wild beasts could come in. But the wall protected. So a person that has no control of their spirit. See, that's the first domain. If you win that battle, all the other battles are cake. But if you don't win that battle, and see, the essential battleground for your enemy is the battleground of your mind. If he can get your thoughts, if he can get you to think from his nature, if he can at all get you to doubting God's promise to you. And you know, he has a barrage of artillery. He has experiences. He got people, even sometimes Christians, saints, that say stuff that are in line with what the devil's trying to say. That's why you don't share your dream all the time with everybody. Because they'll dampen your dream. There are dream stealers. There are dream killers. There are people that just, you know, jealous and all kind of stuff because you got a dream. And that dream can be from God. But you got to learn how to protect that and walk in that and not allow the enemy, because that's his battleground is your mind.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, if you look deep enough and closely enough at a lot of things, see, as saints, you have to look deeper. You have to look closer. You have to hear more than what you're hearing.
Amen.
You understand what I mean? And God gives you that ear. He'll give you that eye. He'll put something in your eye where you can see something that's not discernible to the natural eye. And they can sound, you know, the sales pitch can be, you know, wonderful. But you say, yo, no, is this something? I ain't feeling this. I don't see this. A lot of times, God's not giving you the whole, not saying everything to you right then, except that you know that you know. And then come to find out, you know, that guy was a crook, or, you know what I mean? It was a recall on that product. It was fake or whatever. You understand what I mean? But we can see beyond. That's why you can't get caught up in your emotion. You can't get caught up in reasoning. There's where the devil has a level playing field to fight you. See, we are people of the Spirit. You know, Psalm 91 says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place." See, there's a place that you have to dwell. Otherwise, the devil has access. And you know, I don't know about you, but I don't want to forfeit or exchange the peace of God for anything. See, every saint should not only have peace with God, but the peace of God. And then there's a peace that goes beyond that, peace with yourself. Peace in your circumstance. Peace in relationships. But you are so conformed to the world that you are used to strife. And so you're used to striving. You've not really tasted of the peace. See, that peace is not just a good feeling. That peace is a weapon. That peace will bruise Satan's head. He knows it. That's why he battles with you in your mind. To try to keep you from really anchoring in God's peace. That's why I said God has a plan. Our steps are ordered. God holds my future. Huh? He's promised to keep me. Tell somebody, he's promised to keep you. Don't worry about tomorrow. God has it in his hand. What causes you trouble that you can't seem to handle is how you think about it. And your thoughts open doors for demonic influence. And ain't nothing good about demons. They're wicked, evil, oppressive. They come to steal. But the peace of God is a shield. And so you have to establish that on the inside. See, a lot of folk want to win the battle on the outside without ever winning it on the inside. That battle on the outside that you win is short-lived. It's superficial. It doesn't fulfill. There's no eternity attached to it. But when you win the battle on the inside, come on, listen. When you win the battle on the inside and you start walking in God's wisdom, where you're not ambitious. See, ambition, now understand I'm speaking in a negative sense about ambition, because ambition knows no father. Absalom became ambitious. And in other words, he didn't care about protocol. He was going to get it any way he could, however he could. Whoever he had to defeat to get it, he was going to get it. But it didn't belong to him.
Amen.
That's what ambition will do to you. See, the world is full of ambitious people. They'll do you wrong. It's cutthroat. It's dog eat dog. Hello? You enter in the political realm or any of these realms out there, you better be ready. Because you're going to have to contend with the horses. Folk that don't care about you, that'll smile in your face and slander you up and down just to get you out of position, get people looking at you the wrong way. But the battle has to be won on the inside. We don't carry a persecution mentality, you know, where you think everybody's going to persecute you because everybody's not. But look at somebody and tell me, you can't treat people how they treat you. When they mistreat you, you don't have that luxury. You become illegal in the spirit when you go to mistreating people. I don't care how saved you are. You bring stuff into your life, in the life of your family, when you ain't treating people right. I say you had to be perfect, but all that you know. And when you mistreat them, you need to get it right. And you need to get back right with God. Because if you don't, you come out from under the blood covering. You break a hedge, and that's where the devil start doing stuff. He try to start affecting your future. But every time you miss the mark, and you will miss the mark, you will mess up. You will make mistakes. But every time you do, go back under the blood. Lord, forgive me. Wash me. Restore me. And I'm not talking about habitual sin, practicing sin. I'm not making a mistake. I'm not talking about the sin habit. When you caught up in the sin habit and you call yourself a saint, guess what? The devil's all over your life. I guarantee it. All he has done is blinded your mind. Make you think everything is all right. But you know, if that's you, you know everything ain't all right. You know things that should be working ain't working. You know that. The battle begins, the victory starts within. Sorting yourself out, being at peace with yourself. Do you know being at peace with yourself will give you a better degree of health? Do you know most sickness starts in the mind? It does. Even doctors will tell you that. But it starts there. Most stuff starts here. So your victory will start there too. You have it in your spirit. But you got to get your mind in agreement with your spirit. I am what my Bible says. I have what my Bible says. I can do what my Bible says. So the first area is within. We can never get away from that. I want to show you something in relation to that before we go to Psalm 110. Go with me to Colossians chapter 2. Let's start at verse 6, Colossians chapter 2. And we're talking about subduing and ruling, one of the 10 dimensions of our call. To subdue and to rule. But I want to give you some foundation here, all right? Three amens and a yes. I ain't giving nothing right yet. You ain't right. You can't be right. I want to give you some foundation here, all right? This is what we build on. See, much of what we must build on is what Christ has done already. One of the major ploys of our enemy is to always say, one day you'll have victory. One day everything will be all right. We have to harness that, rope it, and pull it into now and push it back to the past and say, it's already done. You know, when it comes to healing, your testimony can't be, you know, well, one day I'm going to be all right. You know, one day God going to heal me. You got to rope that testimony, pull it in, and push it behind you and say, you know what? By his stripes, I was already healed.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 5 of 10 Dimensions of Man's Call. Proverbs 4:7 declares, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. God is not looking for you to fill his plan and purposes because he already has everything planned. Our responsibility is to receive wisdom. Abraham followed God's plan all the way, and he obtained God's provision. We have to trust God. As a person of the Spirit, you must master what God has placed into your spirit and allow it to come into your mind. When God gives you a vision or a ministry, he has already paid for it.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.